insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of Insights into the Holy Quran. In this edition of the program, we'll have a look at the verses of chapter Nur, the 24th chapter of the Holy Quran, and different commentary points of these verses. Brothers and sisters, let's listen to the 33rd verse.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وليستعفف الذين لا يجدون نكاحا حتى يغنيهم الله من فضله والذين يبتغون الكتاب مما ملكت أيمانكم فكاتبوهم إن علمتم فيهم خيرا وآتوهم مما لله الذي آتاكم ولا تكرهوا فتياتكم على البغاء إن أردنا تحصنا لتبتغوا عرض الحياة الدنيا ومن يكرهن فإن الله من بعد إكراههن غفور رحيم.
But let them who find not the means for marriage abstain from sexual relations until Allah enriches them from His bounty. And those who seek a contract for eventual emancipation from among whom your right hands possess, then make a contract with them if you know there is within them goodness, and give them from the wealth of Allah which He has given you. And do not compel your slave girls to prostitution if they desire chastity, to seek thereby the temporary interests of worldly life. And if someone should compel them, then indeed Allah is to them, after their compulsion, forgiving and merciful.
So, as you listen to the verse is talking about one important point. The point is, not having a spouse will not give anyone permission to commit any kind of sin. وَلْيَسْتَعْفِفِ الَّذِينَ لَا يَجِدُونَ نِكَاحًا حَتَّى يُغْنِيَهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ. And let those who do not find the means to marry keep themselves chaste until Allah enriches them out of His grace. حَتَّى يُغْنِيَهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ. So no one is allowed, no one is given permission to commit sin if he or she is not having spouse. So one must be patient, must be chaste, in order to save public chastity and purity. Both the youth must try to save themselves, and government must also get down at it, and the rich must also embark on it. Every member of the society must do its best to support them. حَتَّى يُغْنِيَهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ. And even if no one helps them, حَتَّى يُغْنِيَهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ. The end is, the ultimate point is that Allah will enrich them out of His grace.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
word. In this series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
وتمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom.
So this verse is talking about the fact that no one is allowed to commit sin if he or she is not having spouse. Of course, authorities of the society and the rich must be first recommended to do something, and then unmarried individuals must be advised to be chaste and pure. So, وَلْيَسْتَعْفِفِ الَّذِينَ لَا يَجِدُونَ نِكَاحًا. Let those who do not find the means to marry keep themselves chaste. But since, in spite of all attempts and endeavors carried out by all the individuals and all the communities and others, marriage does not take place and one has to willingly or unwillingly remain single for a period of time, so this person must not think that he is permitted to be sexually defiled. Therefore, in this holy verse, the command of purity is issued, and by observing it, they can reach the enrichment out of the Almighty Allah. Although observing this point might be difficult, the verse says, وَلْيَسْتَعْفِفِ الَّذِينَ لَا يَجِدُونَ نِكَاحًا. Let those who do not find the means to marry keep themselves chaste, حَتَّى يُغْنِيَهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ, until Allah enriches them out of His grace. So, in this crucial and trial phase, the unmarried ones should not get involved in this defilement. They have no excuse. No excuse is accepted here. But the power of faith, personality, and piety must be tested in this place. And even today, the issue of marriage gets so complicated that it is turned into an arduous or impassable path because of the wrong customs and even sometimes superstitions. But marriage is, regardless of all these added things by men, marriage is an innate matter. Marriage is in line with the rule of creation. Because everyone needs a sound and healthy marriage for continuation of their generation. They even need to marry for tranquility of their bodies, for solving the problems of their lives. And man must protect himself from any kind of pollution. وَلْيَسْتَعْفِفِ الَّذِينَ لَا يَجِدُونَ نِكَاحًا. They have to keep themselves chaste so that the society will remain chaste. Dear listeners, thank you for staying with us in this episode as well. وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.